Thank you. Atomic, Creating Fissures, from Theater Tilters Volume 1, here on Deep Threes. We began our set with B2, from the Dijalovi album by Kapoor and Ivan Konjevic. Alf Hagvist lapsed into meditation, descending into a fog, where he saw the squirrels, scored by Aaron Parks for Arborescence. We went back to 1978 with the Sun Ra Quartet featuring John Gilmore and the Oro from New Steps, which led us to a new thing, courtesy of Core from Office Essentials. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you with Kevin MacLeod and Tranquility from Calming. You can always listen to our show archives and check out playlists on the website, d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
is Bird Note. Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been around birds his entire life, but he says it wasn't until his early 30s that a bird really caught his attention.
We'd moved from Western Washington, you know, a wet kind of urban environment, to Eastern Washington, a dry sagebrush, apple trees environment. And we heard this meadowlark sitting right on top of this little unused telephone pole outside of our farmhouse that we had.
This was a Western meadowlark, a robin-sized bird with a vibrant yellow breast and a spectacular song.
And it is just melodic. That's the word I would use. I'm not a musician. I know virtually nothing about music. But I think that if Mendelssohn and Brahms and Brandy Carlile got together to design a bird song, that's what they would write. Every year, we knew it was spring when that bird or its subsequent generations came, I swear, to the same telephone pole and just ripped out this incredible song that we could hear, you know, 150 yards away.
Over time, Inslee grew to love the meadowlark's song, not only for its melody, but for how it connected him to the natural world.
I would describe it as summoning us from winter to spring. So it's like it announces the change of the seasons.
Is there a bird that inspired you to love nature? Tell us about it at birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.